If there was one question that transcended all other interview questions, this is it. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights, the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and the non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Hi, my name is Alex Mason, and I am your host, and I'm so grateful that you're here today. I want to talk to you about one of the most fundamental aspects of the recruiting process for investment banking, which is giving your pitch and answering the question, tell me about yourself. Now, this is an interesting question because it's actually quite open-ended. And if you've interviewed for pretty much any job ever that had any behavioral component, you were probably asked this question or some variant of this question. So when you're asked this question, what is the person on the other side of the table trying to get at? They're trying to understand more about who you are. Now remember, when you're in an interview, the vast majority of the time, you're meeting with a total stranger and you're trying to get to know them, they're trying to get to know you, because if you're gonna work at this firm, they need to have some sense of who you actually are. The difficult part about this is, as a candidate, we have to relay this information in a very quick way that's also comprehensive and ends up adding to the conversation in a meaningful way. So let's talk about how to do this well. The first thing that we want to do is state our intention and to do it with gratitude. So something to the effect of, hi, my name is Alex Mason. I'm really grateful to be here with you today to be interviewing for the role of a summer associate at XYZ Bank. Something like that. I think this is important because you're just trying to do a basic introduction, just like you would in a normal conversation that you're having with a stranger. They want to know just the basics of who you are. Okay, then what you want to do is talk a little bit about your backstory and give some context. Now note, I am not talking about reading your resume or reciting your resume from both present dates all the way backwards in reverse chronological order. That's not what we want to do here. What we want to do is pick out the highlights, pick out a key story that can be said very succinctly that gives the other person a little bit of context about how did you get here? Who are you? What have you done in the past? You just want to pick out the really key highlights in your story. So what did you do professionally before this? Why did you do it? Did you switch jobs? Why? And like, what led you to being here today? And that basically comes into the third point of answering this question, which is connecting the dots. You've got to not just add the context and not just talk about where you want to go, but bridge the gap. Help me as the interviewer understand how you got from there to here and why you want to go to this other place beyond. So think about that when you're answering this question. And remember, it has to be done in a succinct way. Do not spend 80% of your answer focused on context and then 20% focused on the why and connecting things. It's too much. Give maybe 10 to 15 to 20% context and then really quickly move on to here's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Here's what I'm passionate about. Here's why I'm sitting in front of you today. So that's really the fundamentals. Okay, so now I want to give you an example of my own pitch to help you understand the things that I'm talking about, putting them into practice. Hi, my name is Alex Mason, and I'm really excited to be sitting with you today to discuss the role of being a summer associate here at this bank. Now, I've always been someone who's really interested in technology ever since I was a kid, and that led me to study engineering at MIT. After graduation, I was fortunate enough to work as an aerospace engineer designing airplane parts, which I really love because I got to be analytical and learn how to build products that were really intriguing and inspiring to me. But along the way, I actually struggled with my personal finances right out of college, and that led me to want to understand more about how money worked. This eventually led to a passion for investing. So I started an investing podcast in 2018, where I started studying every component of the S&P 500. And after studying hundreds of companies over the years, I realized that some of the most transformative moments in a business's life cycle or when they merge with or acquire other businesses. And I started asking myself the question, who's doing this? And I realized it's investment bankers, which led me to apply to MBA programs and ultimately come here to Cornell because of its stellar investment banking immersion. And that's why I'm really passionate about investment banking and why I'm sitting here before you today. Okay, so that was just an example of my pitch. What did I do there? There's a couple of things that I did that I'd like to unpack with you. Number one, I introduced myself. It's really important, just basic conversational skills. Let them know who you are. The second thing I did was I gave a little bit of context about where I'm coming from, not just what jobs have I had. If you notice, I didn't even really talk about my jobs at all, even though I've worked for a couple different companies, moved across the country, done all sorts of things. There's no time for that here with this initial pitch. You can get into that later if you need to. I just talked about the very basics, went to MIT, studied engineering, designed airplane parts. Okay, even with just those quick little things, you can get a sense of what I've done in a very short period of time. Another thing I did is I talked about why I'm interested in banking, which is really the subject for another episode we're going to talk about soon. But the basics of it here is that I wove into my story how I actually got here. Like, why am I even interested in this? Why am I sitting before you, the interviewer, today? And so it's really important to connect the dots here. And that's what I tried to do. So let's go ahead and just kind of lay this out visually here for a moment. Okay, so what do you really want to do? First is just like the basic intro. So who are you? Where did you come from? Just the basics, right? And then what we have here at the end is we want to understand where you're going. So where are you going? Which is investment banking, right? So those things have to be very clear up front. You have to understand where'd you come from and state the intention that, yes, I'm going into investment banking. You never want to, of course, go into an investment banking interview saying, I want to go into hedge funds or I want to go into private equity. No, you want to go into banking. And then this key piece, which so many people miss, you got to connect them. You got to connect everything. So this is answered by the question, why? Why am I doing this? And in my case, it was my passions, my interests, my hobbies ultimately led me to understanding that there are different things that happen in the financial markets that I was really curious about. And that was kind of a natural move for me to go into IB. So it was like, for me, my connection was personal finance struggles. I had a problem, right? Didn't know how to budget, had debt, that kind of thing. And then that ultimately led to investing, learning about investing, which led me to my podcast, which led me to banking. And there you have it. So that's kind of my story arc there. The important part here is just to really tell your story and do it in a succinct way that flows logically. So those are the basics that I want to talk about with you today. Remember, it's really important too to keep it succinct. If you notice, my pitch is definitely less than 2 minutes long. Hopefully that was less than 90 seconds too. You really want to keep it under 90 seconds or so. And in a group scenario, definitely keep it below 30 seconds because you don't want to hog up the space from all the other people around you. So those are just some tips there for answering this question. That's what we got for you today here on Investment Banking Insights. I'm so grateful that you're here and I will see you on the next one. All right, take care.